Now we come to chapter 4, and we have in this section Moses is reviewing the journeys, the position of Moses and these people. Now they have actually come up to the east bank of the Jordan River. They have come now near Mount Nebo, and Moses is giving his final instructions to the people. He's looking back, first of all, over the journey that they've come. Many had not made the entire journey. In fact, there were only two that were with Moses up to this point. One was Joshua, and the other was Caleb. And most of the people, their bones were bleaching out there in the desert. And now a new generation is ready to go into the land. But before they go in, why, he reviews these journeys that they've made through the wilderness. In fact, he'll go back even farther than that. And he emphasizes in this book two great words, love and obedience. Now, maybe you never thought that love was a great theme of the Old Testament, but it is. And you find here love and obedience. God loved them, and they were to obey God because of that. Now, here in the fourth chapter, Moses is pleading with this new generation and giving them the reasons why they are to obey God. Let me lift out four that we find in this book here. You probably will find others. First of all, Israel belonged to God. Here in verse 1 he says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you, for to do them that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you." Now, this verse does not illustrate the fact they belong to God. It rather reveals God wanted to preserve and prosper them. And that was the reason they were to obey God, and that was the only basis on which he could bless them. Now, he did state that they belonged to him. You'd have to go over to the 14th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy and pick that up there, and I'll read that. Deuteronomy 14:1. "Ye are the children of the Lord your God. Ye shall not cut yourselves nor make any baldness between your eyes for the dead," etc., and etc. But you're the children of the Lord your God. They belong to God. And that was the reason they were to obey him. They were God's children. And then we find here in verses 7 and 8 of chapter 4, they were to reveal their gratitude to God, because God had so marvelously blessed them. Listen to verses 7 and 8. "For what nation is there so great, who hath God so nigh unto them, as the Lord our God is in all things we call upon him for? And what nation is there so great, that hath statutes and judgments so righteous, as all this law which I set before you this day?" Now, this was the added reason here. God had so marvelously blessed them that they are to show their gratitude through obedience.